Okay, everybody sing. Continuing today in Yonei Basa V'Cholov, third packet. We're looking at it in Mechilta, in Parshas Mishpatim, on page 3. Yim lamadata al tahara shekshera, also with Vashal Bechelba. So Behema Tahori, you can't cook the meat with the milk. Yochal Aptameya also. You might think even a Behema Tameya. Malo B'chol of Imo, Malo B'chol of Tameya, Malo B'chol of Adam. So the Mechilta darshans that there's no din basa b'cholov by behemoth tamea, and not by cholov adam, right? Like milk, breast milk, would not be have a din of cholov for basa b'cholov. And we discussed, you know, whether there's a din d'rabbanan, right? We said that the Bach held that there's a din d'rabbanan of basa b'cholov even by, right, behema tameya, we discussed. So the simple pshat is that this is the drasha of the Mechilta, that behema tameya or cholov adam, one is talking about the meat component, one is talking about the milk component, are not Aser al Tzbasa B'cholov. So when it's Behemet Tameya, it'll still be Aser al Behemet Tameya. When it's Cholov Adam, so that's not Cholov. Oh, yeah.
Can we speak before that if something's not kosher and you can bust this, the certain bust of the Chol doesn't apply anymore? So doesn't this kind of continue on that idea?
Yeah, we discussed this already. No, but we made a distinction, a very important distinction, between Chol of Nevelin, Basam Nevela, Basa Trefa. Or Min Basa Nevela and Min Tame. And then there is Basam Chol of by Behema Tahora that's a Nevela. It's just a question whether there's a din, you know, Issa Hana, the whole Rambam and the whole, right? But Basar Adam is not. So there's a tshuva of the Rashba on page 3. Ocha al the Basar B'chol of Isha Mahu. So what's the din of Basa B'chol of Isha, right? So that's what we just saw in the Mechilta, that there's no Basa B'chol of. So what's the Shaila? So the Shaila is like this. Kevich HaChol of HaIsha Acha Shepirish Mutar Im Kenein Zeh Be'Isra Klal. On one hand, you could say that it's Mutar, so there's no Isra at all. Roshot Hotzir Migdi Chol of Hevet Meh Mahadeh Basa Behemet Torah Chol Behemet Or maybe there still should be a din of marisayin. Just like the Gemara in Croesus says that if you have the yeah, take a look at Croesus on page 6. It says, "I'm a Rav Dam Dogim Shekinso Oser." If you have the red juice of fish. So that's not really blood, just but it looks like blood. So it's also Rishon Marasai in the blood. Dam dogim shekinso, meaning you put the liquid of the fish, which might have a reddish coloring to it, and you put it in a cup, so you can't drink it. Basically, dam dogim dam chagavim mutter, afilu chatkila, nahi de shelo kinso. Hikamarav bekinso. So you put it in a cup, so then it's also because it's marasai, you don't know where it came from, it looks like blood. So maybe the same thing over here, the same thing by the milk of a woman, that maybe there's a din of marasai. So that was the question that the Rashba, that's what the question the Rashba dealt with. So that was the Shaila. We say it's Hashem Shemur Arsayin. Shachosha b'dam dogim b'zman sheibol kashkasim. Because if you have the scales in the juice, so then you can see it's coming from a fish, because the scales are there. So then there's no marasayin. But if there's no scales there, you just have the liquid. So then there's marasayin. So what does the Rashi say? B'stabra she'osur l'vashlo kol shekein l'ochlo kol shenikar bo. He says he thinks it's usher to cook kol of isha with milk, with meat. Just like we say the same thing by dam dogim, or the Gemara in Croesus has another example of dam ha'odom, right? On page 6, back in the Gemara in Croesus, it says that in other words, if you have blood between your teeth, motzo bolo, ayin choshish. You can swallow it. But once it's on the bread, then you can't eat it anymore, because then it's not noticeable that it's from the adam. It could be meat. It could be regular blood. So by dam you have this din of marasayin. So the Rashba says, so who are dinami? You should have a din of marasayin by the kika, by the chalavisha. But then he writes, that we have other, so what about chicken? So chicken, we said, ketosis sheet is chicken is deraisa, but most Rishonim hold the chicken is only drabonim. So on page 4, the Rashba says, "Hefesh gadol yesh bein mashi yisur mishum gzeira, bein mashi yisur mishum marasayin. Ki mashi yisur mishum marasayin kol sheyesh bo." In other words, oaf is also midrabana of gzeira. You might come to start eating meat with milk if you're going to start eating chicken with milk. But chol of isha is a din marasayin. Also both yisur midrabana. So what's the difference? What's the difference? He says the difference is something sorcerer al marasayin kol sheyesh bo heker ein neser. If there's a heker, like you have the scales right there, so it's a heker that this is fish, so then it's okay. So it's not as an intrinsic iser as something that's also mishum gzeira. It's not going to help that you can't write, oh, this is chicken, so you know, can't eat it. Right. So therefore he says, Siddhartha sign, Vakana Edo Neosha Tarubas, Kenu Bimokum Khusa Kidam Shalabashinaim. But it has to be nikkur, so if it's Tarubas, maybe it's not Osir, the thing that's Osir Al Smar sign, because it's not nikkur. And if there's a simon, it's also Feel Bosser Oaf. So even though it's only Zarbanan, but still, it's a din, it's Osir B'fnei Atzmo now, Mid Rabbanan. So it's Osir B'taruvus, etc. It's not going to help a Heker, etc. But the Rash Rashit is that
so Besar Oaf and Dan Chalav Isha is also together.
Besar Oaf
and Chalav Isha.
Chalavisha?
Also, together
with Arubas. We'll see, that's a good question.
What was Rabbi saying just now?
No, I didn't. No. If you have Basar Oaf, that's awesome.
Right.
And even if Bechalav, and even if Arubas, say you cook chicken and milk. So now you don't see the milk anymore. Right? So it's Arubas. It might not be Shishim.
At the time, Bechalav.
Yeah, but maybe that. But maybe if you would cook. Oaf with chalavisha, right? And now you eat it, so maybe it wouldn't be usher. In other words, you're saying you can't. You're not maybe supposed to do that, but the mice, if it's bataruvus, if it's not noticeable now, in other words. So then maybe it would be mutter. In other words, you weren't allowed to go ahead and cook it. The question is, what if now it's cooked? So it's not so partial, it would be usher, because the whole usher is only alts marasayan, and if it's not only, unless you say the time is always going to be noticeable. So, I don't know, but maybe not, I don't know. But the Kitzer, he's saying that anything that's an Issur D'Rabbanan is still an Issur D'Rabbanan B'fnei Atzmo. If it's Osir Al Marasayin, it's only Osir when it's noticeable that what it is, and therefore if there's a Heker, then the Issur goes off. So many years ago, Rabbi Mendelsohn from the high school at Baruch Praxman told me a story, so I wanted to say it over correctly, so I just called him up to get the story straight. So that was the story. He said somebody that he knew from his father's community, he was one of his father's community in Connecticut. He was studying, I guess, for Smicha in Lakewood. And he was taking a bechina with Rabbi Forsheimer. Rabbi Forsheimer is one of the poskim of the yeshiva, hails from Washington Heights.
Right
here, Waterman Avenue. Yeah, Waterman Avenue, yes. Hails from Washington Heights. So what was the question that he asked him? He asked him, what did the Shach eat for his Purim Suda? That was the question. So Rabbi Mendelsohn told it over to Rabbi Weiss, Rabbi Yosef Weiss, who was the big Rav here for many years. If you never heard of him, you should hear of him. He was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He gave Yoredeish here for who knows how long. And he was so he said right away, what he probably means is the Shach B'Shem the Marshal, in parentheses, that the Marshal, that's what he probably meant. And then Rabbi Mendelsohn told over the story to Rabbi Ganach, and he said, don't think Rabbi Weiss just knows Yeredeya that way. And he knows all areas of Torah with that erudition. You know. You have to realize that, you know, like he was in YU, so people outside YU don't, some people do know, but not the way he should have been known. You know, because he was, he didn't have, wasn't part of the, but he was a, he was a big gaon, and he lived on the, he,
First he lived here in Washington Heights, and then later he lived on the West Side. And he was the Rav of the Moriah Shul, which Rav Soloveitchik used to give shiur there on Tuesday nights.
The door was on the side, not in the back.
The door was on the side, not in the back, right. Very good. That's from my other shiur. Yeah. Okay, so let's see the Yom Tov Shlomo inside. I was just in the library last night, and they got in the new printing of the Yom Tov Shlomo with notes and everything. So they're taking the old printing that was a reference, they're putting that on circular, and they're putting the new printing with all the ha'aris and everything on reference. And they just got that in, I guess, this week or something, or got it ready to be put on this week. So let's see what the Yom Tov Shlomo says. I told you have to know every Yom Tov Shlomo. I said that. So he says, so let's see what the Yom Tov Shlomo has for his Purim Suda that you could have in mind the next year for your Purim Suda. Then Dam Dogim Shkonsu Osir, so we said Dam Dogim, if you have blood from the, you know, the juice from the fish that looks red, it's Osir. Yimeshmo Kaskasim Butter, that's the Gemara increases. But if they have the scales there, then you see that it's from a fish, so then everyone knows it's not blood. The Dam Odom, and persons from, you see, persons from a human being, so once if it's in his mouth, he can suck it, you know, suck the gums, and then swallow the blood. But once it got on a piece of bread, then he can't eat it anymore. Then he has to go be gorer. He has to, v'shena v'shemena shinayim, motzo. Right? Tzitza. Ubepurim, Ubepurim, this is it. Bepurim, see, we're a little behind now. Ubepurim, shederech le'echol tarnegolus b'chol of shkedim. In other words, they would eat tarnegolus, so they would have chicken or whatever with chol of shkedim. That's almond milk. Almond milk. And that's what they added for Purim. Tarnegolus with almond milk. Usser. So that's Usser. Because you have marasayim of, it looks like milk, even though it's almonds, it's not milk. So it's Usser. Imloshi aniach shkedim klufim besochen. Unless you keep some of the almonds in the milk. So now you see it's from the almonds. So that's like the whole idea of like keeping the kaskasim from the fish in the thing. So you have a heker. So that's the answer to the question. So you want to take the bechina, you should know this marshal. That they had tarnegolus chol of shkedim, and I guess if they wanted to do it right, they had the shkedim klufim besochem. And that's what he says. And then he just explains it. The purim shem gim lechol tarnegolus chol of shkedim. So also, I'm also not scared of clue from Sokom.
One thing, but they eat Tanakola,
why is it supposed to have to eat Osar or Kenimon for him?
Oh.
Yeah. Shlomo says it was there before. And look in the Darkei Moshe on page 9. Shemati Shemarena Rav Shlomo Luria Lomad Mikan Losser Lachol Bosser Of Cholav Sheosim Mishkedim Elim Kein Hinichu Min Hashkedim Etzlo Mishem Maris Ayin. Right, so that's what the Yom Tov Shlomo said. You have to make sure to do it that way. Ein Hechrech Midvarav. He says, but it's not necessarily true, because the Shani Dam Shu is a Karis. Dam is an Issacharis, so maybe there's only a Marasayan and something that's so Chomer. Asha Ein Kein Basar Of Cholov the Einu El Midrabanan. That's only a Midrabanan. Chena Minik Pasha Lahatir Ayin Kamon, etc. And this is quoted in the in the Ramah here on page 10, what he said in the Zakhir Moshe. I just read it in the Zakhir Moshe.
Oh.
Come over to page 11. Page 11 got swallowed up. Goes from 10 to 12. These things happen every once in a while. So the Ramah says, Nogu lasos chol of mishkeidim u'menichim b'ramos ha'ov chol v'ein urach v'idrabarim. So the Ramah says, you don't need the Heker, because it's only Midrabanim. Because that's Ramah's thing. In other words, Ramah argues with the Marshal. The Marshal says that that all these things, Misha Marasayin, you have to have a Heker, then it's Mutter. And the Ramah says, no, Marasayin doesn't apply to a Drabanim. Well, Basa Behema, then you have to put the Shkade in there. And then if you look in the Shach, that's the Shach that Dayan Forsheimer gave with Rufina on. Third wide line of our from our shal perikol abasa lamad nihach gedam dogim the bepurim kayosi v'shogim lechol targos v'chol shkedim sh'osar im loishi aniach shkedim es lo besocha mitzidim v'akir. So that's the, but the Ramah argues with this marshal. He says there's no marasayin, it's only the rabbanon. But then he says, "Feder le'nisishuv v'aliyadi sefer ber shava." It's also a pasuk name ha'tafil b'midid rabbanon hashin l'mar zayin. Become a duchti. He says, "No, there is mar zayin by the rabbanon," and he gives you a raya from the gemara in Shabbos. Behavior. V'lo bezug avu pishish shu. Pokuk, should the Mexican man the ozel lechinga. In other words, you have a, you bring an animal on Shabbos, you take it out in the street, and it has a little bell to it. So you can't do that. Why? Because then when they would bring the animals out to the marketplace to sell, that's the way they would. So if you, that's the how they would sell it. They would dress up the animal with a bell, so that it looked like he was going to the marketplace. So if you do that on Shabbos, people are thinking you're going to do business on Shabbos. And so it's a marasayin, but doing business on Shabbos is only a drabanan. I mean, the Ramban in Parsha Zemur says maybe it's a bit less, say, of Shabbosom, of, you know, Ramban says, you know, if you're in a walled city, so you mean to tell me, as far as the Torah is concerned, you can just carry on commerce as is, and it's only drabanan that. And that's the way Shabbos is supposed to be. Like you have your regular commerce in a walled city like Yerushalayim, but also said in Olos Belayla, and you can go ahead and that's the way you can have Shabbos. That's the Torah's view of Shabbos. Only Rabbanim, when they don't, can't be. So the Ramban has this famous thing that says, no, there's the concepts of Shabbosom that means that there are things that are only technically also midrabanan, but they're not malachas, but even midatorah, it's not proper to do, to have open up your store on Shabbos, even though technically you'll only be violating the rabbanans, but to keep, you know, Shabbos has to be a special, unique day. You can't be knowing at Shabbos, and you're knowing during the week, even though technically you might not be doing any of the lamites malachas. But so that's the the Shach here argues with this Ramah. So the question is, what is the Ramah going to say to that Gemara? Yeah. So the Be'er Heitev.
Where who brings down the Gemara or the name of the angle?
Look in the Shach on page 10.
Oh.
Four lines to the bottom. Shasfer, Behemel, Lo Bezug. That's the bell. Apa Pishu Pokuk. Even though you stuffed up the bell so it won't make noise, Mishum the Mechzi command the Ozil Lechinga, because it looks like you're going Lashuk, Limkor. Is saying that the Ramo is wrong because of this Gemara. Based on that Gemara. Uh-huh. And he's bringing me in even another Gemara. So there are different ways of trying to answer this question. The Berhetev on page 13 says that maybe near the Ramam Ayur Kohal Sifri Bishol, Lola Chila. The other page, maybe. You have the Shulchan Aruch here, and then we have the Shulchan Aruch on the next page here. Yeah. Let's go. So that was his kasha. On the Ramla. So again, so the Marshal says that you need him. You need the Yitzchol of Shkedim, Tarni Golos, you need the Shkedim to be there. And the Ramla says no. In other words, the Marshal says, just like the Gemara increases by the Dam, that you need the Kaskaskim to be there. Thank you. So the Piskei Tshuva says, "Ayin benachlas tzvi." Because Malkam being lashon, nachlas tzvi is the Piskei Tshuva. He's quoting himself. Shekasafti. You're allowed to quote yourself sometimes. Ayin nachlas tzvi. Shekasafti. You call Malkam being lashon vadef vaser ol pechol shkedim belishen if shkedim lasholim who they are roim from a sudas gedolos dikim arasayim. I'm a vesel mutter. Whereas he says that you could, so that's what someone is saying. I think Rabbi Ganach said this over, that maybe what he means to say is not that there's no Marasayan, that there is Marasayan, but there's no din of Chedre Chadar. Because normally the klal is that anything you also mishum maratayim is also even privately, even with chedre chadorim. Like you have the sugya in Beitza about you have wet clothing to lay out wet clothing, because people will think you washed it on Shabbos. So then you can't even do it inside your house, even though no one's going to see. That's called Mashal Shukachom Mishum Marasayin Afil B'Chedra Chadorim. So the Pesachei Tshuva says that maybe that din, that you have to have in a Quran, by the Rabbanan you need, like the Gemara says, by the Rabbanan you need to have, there is a din Marasayin, like, but maybe, and but if so, if you're in a big meal, then you need to have the shkedim there. Aval bebeis mutter. But in your house, that would be. Then it's only a din of chadre chadarim. So I think that's what he's saying. I think that's what Rabbi Ganak said over, that maybe he's. The Rama only means to say that there's no din of chadre chadarim, but there is a din of marasayim even in the Rambam, because you have all these examples, shas, like we said, of marasayim even by the Rambam. Yeah.
I don't know what the shas for other riots are, but some of the Isser of Torah, they will say that potentially the Kabbalah would affect the Torah more than just the regular Torah.
Yeah, you can say all these type of things. You can say Ashabasun, you say, you know. Yeah.
According to that, that would mean that, let's say a restaurant, that would be more like, less like a house and more like a big meal. Like if they want to serve a kosher cheeseburger or something, they have to have a handful of people tell people that they're cheese. So.
Yeah. But then, you know, the idea is that this, we've said in the past, that once it becomes. Yeah, I'll show you the Mishnah in Kalayim on page 22. Hashirai v'chlachim hem mishum Kalayim. So this is the material that looks like it's wool, but it's not. Some type of silk or something. But there's still also mishum marasayim, because it looks like wool. So if you're going to do it with linen, you think it's wool. So the mutter mishum kalayim, meaning because it's not really wool, so it wouldn't be an issue of several pishtim. But asur mishum le marasayim. So the Bartanur says the asi lachlufi b'tzemer pishtim. Today we have, it's common, so we know the difference. So that's the big yisod, in Marasayan, that like once it becomes popular, like Rabbi Yagid, my Rabbi in high school, he would tell us, you know, that in the old days, when par of milk was not so known, so then you'd have to bring it down, you know, with the container, so you'll see that it's different. Today, you know, a par of ice cream, but today it's before summer already. And that's what Rabbi Yosef speaks about also. You know, we know that these things are par of. So then the concept of Marasayan, you know, is no longer shy. So that's very. That's based on this Bartanur for the Mishnah Kalayim. And then in Siv Dalet on page 12 it says, Also Vashel M'chol of Isha M'vnei Marasayin. you can't do bishul with chol of isha. In nofal atochat hafshel batzel vein tzarech shir. But that's what we saw in the Rashba, that kind of it's taruvas, it's mutter. Anything you don't need a shishim even.
Was
that page 11? 12. 11 is missing. And then the Ramah says, the Nirv, he said, the culture came to Oslo, the Vashal, the Chachila, the Chol of Tzimeya, and then also there's a Dinmar sign of Bishol of Chol of Tzimeya, even though there's no din of. Of Basim Cholov, except for the Bach Shita, but he's saying there still should be a din of Mar Sain. And then the Taz writes, Kol Shekin Sheish Lesser B'nei Marasayin L'Vash Al-Basar Ov B'Cholov. Because even though Basar Ov, we said that the Rambam holds that it's no Isser Bishul, but it's only the Rabbanon. But still it should be Asim Yishim Marasayin. And there's an opinion that says that Basar Ov is the right even. Where are you reading?
In the
Dalit. So he's saying, would there be a din of Ein Mevatel in the Chachila? But you try to think this. On one hand, we have a concept of Ein Mevatel in the Chachila, but maybe this is not really a din Bittel, it's just a din Tarovus.
So we say the din. The whole
thing
is coming from
Maya's
eye, so it doesn't.
So maybe there's no din, by my maybe there's no din of Ein Mevatel. I get here. That's an interesting good horror. Maybe you can even do the Chatkin, even though Lashon is in Nofel. So that's Mashra that.
Actually,
yeah. I like it, sir. So then he says, the Nira Lafi said, the Kol Shekin also Vash Al-Khatkin V'chol Tzimei, okay. Yeah. Okay. Maybe. But the Shach is not so sure about this halacha of the Ramah. So the verse of Nil is, you should call Shekei Dosel Vashal Chatkin B'chol of Tumeya. So the
Shach says is not so sure. Really borrows the second wide line. Shen has seen the Kopon Lechon and Masa Bakhila, the Vadi Vishal Mahud, the Lechon Vishal Maratai. They told us in the Vashal of Tarfa Fuo, Shadvar, Hai, Hosu Vashal Hai Lecho. The Moshe Kotim Chab also Vashal, Kurfa Tarfa Lam and Farsha Ocho. Bishop was because he didn't pick him up. Maybe the bishop had many escapes there. Rather, the bishop who didn't like him should buy. He's saying maybe there's no instant bishop my side. It's only the eating. But, yeah. Yes, so if it's just cooking, so there's no marasayim. Rather, visual chud, they make visual marasayim. That you only, you know, should have to start for food or start warm. And this is places. It's always good to see the places. The place has a harifas. He always ends off with the harifas of the places. He always says good. What does he say in the places? Page 15. So the question is, right, the goal is the fall of Shkedim, the Maritayim, the Marshal says yes, Ramo says no. And now you have all these places in Shas that there is, even by the Rabbanim. So he says, like this. The Dam tradition will do a bottom, some the right direction. Yeah. I mean, most of that kind of was through Hazal, the Dam dog and shoe, Dam the Gamre. It's also like a title, even though I said before not, but it's also like a Dam, the juice of the animal, of the fish. The Torah said we're not asking dam dogim. Woman's milk is milk. But the Torah doesn't ask it. That's the mechilta that we just learned. But cholav shkedim is not milk. Right? It's not milk. Cholav minpriyu. Umashkehu. Right, kolol marei just it happens to be white, so you could so call it kolol shkei, but it's not has no, you know, characteristics of milk.
The colloquial term.
Right, moshen lushel, colloquial term. So she says, "Well, you can't have this kolol. She needs them, but they're not signed." So he, in other words, he's saying maybe it has to have a shame. You can argue with this and say, as long as it looks, you know, that's what Maritain is. It's not, Maritain is not a din in the Lomdin. Maritain is a din in the Metzias. So, you know, it looks like milk, it's not milk. But you think maybe that's why it shouldn't be Maritain.
Right.
He says, he also needs to have a tough tafshel.
I used to do Brisha Sova for Maradamna. No one's going to say you can't have red red punch. Right? Stakadov, okay? It was a bit of Marzayim, but the Chachamim, you know, had the Gedarim of how far they go with the Marzayim thing. And then I told you the thing about the tzemer with the meshi, and that's the Shulchan Aruch quotes it on page 16. For in the meshi matzoi, feinenu, that's what we saw in the Bar Tanura. Hakol makirim bo, end of sefal, v'yichayim bo mishumar sayim. Sefer Madon Yashu discusses this. And they talk about margarine, you know, the old discussions, you know, today margarine, I guess when margarine first became margarine, it was a big zach, you know, margarine, you know, marsayin. We've moved on from that, you know. That's not the controversy of the day, just using margarine. You know, every fleshic restaurant you get there, they give you some rolls and margarine, you know, until they bring out the main course. So Tzchicha, he quotes Keshav Eifeld. Rav Avadi Yosef also says another word, besides the Nikasir. He says another on page 19, Rabbi Omer, Mehata Nira, Adulom, Bail of Ramav, Siyad, Vosvila, Golgosvina, Gabi Vosso, Opa, Chol, Shkedim, Shemar, Sayin. Since we don't have Marsayin on the when you're not eating it together, here you just, that's another tzad. Maybe it was only you're eating it, which is well, itself is only a drabon. So maybe, and then he throws in the placey that power of milk is also really not milk. You know, it's not milk, it's just synthetic, so that's not milk. So just, you made it look like milk, just like the whole should make the placey swallow, he quotes. So we should also have lots of open call of Shkeid and Biyach and Shanika had all the Shalokal. And then he says maybe when only the call of Shkeid and when you're eating it together, but maybe the whole thing doesn't apply when you're not eating it together. That's another Svara. So he has various Svaras about these in Yonah. But that's the story with the Marshal and the Ramah and the Shach and the Nachot Tzvi and the Placey and the Gemara Krisus. Those are the basic things that you have to know. And the Mechaber with the Meshi and the Hol Yisod about Marsayin, you know, could change with the times. You know, really, no, means the bas hachas. You know, they had a soup that was what he was talking about. They had the chicken in the cholish kedem. It was like a soup. So that was what the marshal said was nog in his time.
Chicken for the main course after dessert, you're having coffee with Kalashkin Berry. He's saying maybe the market is going to apply.
Yeah, so maybe that was the slur that he said over around 5 years. Okay, we're both saying. So, Bez Hashem, Monday we'll continue. Bez Hashem, we have next week and the week after. Right? And then it's Pesach, and then. I guess we come back that Monday.
Monday.
As a shame. So So we have what to do, but we're moving along. As Hashem, we have to see it. If sometimes at a certain point I start giving shiur three times a week, sometimes usually it's in June, but we'll see. You let me know how we should navigate here, but okay, still coming along. That's what to do. And we also have to do, you know, we do a Pasak and Bishalak and Hatshakim. There's a lot to do. So,
is it possible?
Yeah, it's not possible.
Is it possible to give the leaf of Tayyat on Monday and Tuesday? Because there might be people who consider Monday, Wednesday.
Oh.